Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, good morning. Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Doc Marquis, and Doc is going to be speaking at the Conspiracy Conference, going to be held in San Francisco on the 2nd and 3rd of June at the, well, it's actually going to be held in Santa Clara at the Marriott Hotel, close to Great America. But anyway, I've asked Doc Marquis to come today to just tell you a little bit about his background. Apparently he came from an Illuminati, a satanic family. And I've met other people who've come from these satanic families, and it's a very traumatic thing, sitting with your background. And those you grew up with having been part of this whole world satanic movement. Is there really a hidden satanic movement in the world? Absolutely. There is no major town or city in the United States that doesn't have a metaphysical bookstore. Certainly all the private bookstores have a section for metaphysical books. Most of the Christian bookstores will have a section for metaphysical books. What are metaphysical books doing in Christian bookstores? Why, for the same thing that metaphysical teaching is in our churches, yoga, martial arts, meditation, walking through mazes, things of this sort. And certainly many of the metaphysical practices have been adopted within the Protestant church in an effort to destroy basic Christianity. And they've done a pretty good job. They've changed the music and the message of the Protestant church. They've certainly changed any respect for God. You know, people come to church very casually dressed. Now, there's nothing wrong with casual dress. But does that show honor and respect for God? Of course it doesn't. Well, what they've done is they've taken fear of God out of the Protestant church. Within the Catholic church, they've destroyed their traditions. They placed homosexuals and pedophiles in the key positions of the church. The Masonic lodges within the Vatican and various branches of the church, made up of men who hate the God of the Bible. When you understand that, so much going on today begins to make sense, but nobody's going to tell you these things because they've infiltrated every level of Christianity today. Doc Marquis, thank you for being with us. We want you to tell our listeners your background, and if you disagree with anything I've said, please do.
No, if nothing else, Dr. Sen, while I was listening to you, I'm thinking to myself, well, these certainly are not the days I was growing up in when I was a little kid.
Right.
You know, times have changed, and that's what the Illuminati wanted to do, was create societal engineering in such a way that they could actually shift the entire mindset of a societal group into whatever direction they wanted it to, and we allow it to go on. We no longer think for ourselves, not just as responsible individuals, but as responsible Christians. There are definitive rights and wrongs laid out in God's Word, and most Christians just aren't looking at it anymore. They will go to church on Sunday, get their fix, and live like the devil for the next 6 days. It really is a sad state of affairs we're living in nowadays. Now, when I was 3 years old, Dr. Sand, as you well know, I was raised in a family of Illuminati members. I was a seventh generation witch when I was dedicated at 3 years old. Now, at that time, children, you know, in various religious organizations and, you know, like Catholicism or in Judaism, you will see their parents bringing their children to their various churches and temples and dedicating their children to God. Well, in the Order of the Illuminati, they're doing the same thing, except they're dedicating their children to Lucifer. So once I had been dedicated, for the next 10 years of my life, I was put into what is known as the outer court. Now, as I've always explained to everyone, this is best understood as the Illuminati's version of the seminary. You're taught all the rites, the rituals, the 8 nights of human sacrifice, how to practice human sacrifice, alchemy, high magic, low magic. So by the time I was 13 years old, I was brought to my initiation ceremony. At the end of a two-hour-long ceremony, they stood me before an altar. The first thing they put on the altar was a book that was made out of lamb's hide. In the occult, that's known as the Book of the Dead. The next thing they put on that altar was a quilled feather. And the last thing they put on it was a silver knife, or what's known as Athame in the occult world. Once the high priest came forward, he took up that athame, he sliced my right arm wide open, and I had to take that quilled feather, dip it in my own blood, and sign my new occult name in it. Once I did that, I was fully initiated as a first-level illuminist, or what's also known as a druid priest. So for the next 4 years of my life, I was going through the ranks of the Illuminati, just like anyone else, except I had a lot of inside information I was learning and personal family history, because at that point, when I was initiated, my family would have been in, at that point, almost 200 years. So by the time I was 17, I was initiated as a master witch. Now, while that was going on, at the same time, the Illuminati had been trying to get their own people recognized as chaplains. They weren't getting them recognized as Illuminists, but they were getting them, trying to get them recognized, I should say, as witches seeking chaplain status. But the military would not recognize it. It had never been heard of. No one's ever heard of a witch or a Satanist, let alone anyone really trying to do something like that. So the Illuminati, they were going to infiltrate
the military, no matter what. Hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment with Dr. Mike D.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herbs.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way God's way to help. Drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling. Or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Well, I just stand here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Doc Marquis. And you go right ahead, Doc.
All right. So, at this point, as we're saying, the Illuminati was going to infiltrate the military branches. But the problem is they could not receive chaplain status. So they decided they were going to do it anyways. This was back, in the late 60s, early 70s. Hundreds and hundreds of Illuminati witches every year was being initiated into the armed forces, and no one knew it, because none of them were seeking chaplain status. They were going with various other occupations and professions. The orders, when we were sent in, was devised as a three-pronged attack. The first part of this attack, whatever military base we were assigned to, we were to set up a fully operative coven. Second part of this plan, at every single coven we established, no matter which base it was, we were to recruit key members of that military base into these Illuminati covens. This way, whatever those people had access to, we now had access to. And the third part of this attack was to guarantee that the major occult religions would receive federal recognition and status. And if anyone wishes, they can check the Army Chaplain's Handbook on Religious Requirements, 1978 edition, and you will find listed for the very first time in all of history major occult religions as religious, as genuinely being recognized as federal religions. Their priests and priestesses received chaplain status. They received tax exemption. They also, in that handbook, will show you their holy nights, their burial rituals, their instruments for practicing their ceremonies, so on and so forth. So it really is unfortunate, but we were just too good at what we did, because now, and I'm still receiving stories from across the country, and not just in America, but from other places around the world, where on American bases, they're having these occult ceremonies. It was just, I can't remember which one, but recently on a military base, they just created a permanent stone circle where people who wish to practice any of these occult religions are allowed to gather, and they can, instead of worshiping God, worship, you know, any of these false pagan gods.
Now, don't they actually have occult chaplains in the military at the present time?
Yes, quite a number of them. And I know a lot of Christian chaplains and others of various religious persuasions who refuse to hold or, you know, be the chaplain over any of these occult ceremonies.
Okay,
and so, yeah, it's becoming problematic because before the Illuminati infiltrated, well, just about any religion you could possibly come up with at that time, they were worshiping God, the God of the Bible, in one way or another. And now, just bring it up 30-some-odd years later, they're allowed to openly worship false occult gods. And the military really has no idea what to do about it, and as it should be, because they allowed a Pandora's box to be open, and now they just can't close it.
Well, now, what's the relationship between the Illuminati and the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Club of Rome, the Royal Institute?
Well, when the Illuminati were slowly taking over the various governments of the world, by the time the World War One had come and gone, well, the world got a lot smaller. We had airplanes that had been invented, obviously, at that time, so we can now do transatlantic crossings within hours, and the Illuminati needed to spread out even further at that point. You see, Europe had already been under the Illuminati's control for, what, almost 12, 13 years at that point. With the death of Her Royal Majesty, Queen Victoria, the Illuminati was able to move in without a problem. Now, at that point, well, they had to start taking over the rest of the world, as the original plans of Dr. Adam Weishaupt, the first founder of the Order of the Illuminati, had established. So, they started setting up six major front organizations that would perpetuate their plans for the creation of a new world order. The first one would have been the Royal Institute of International Affairs, which is located at Chatham House in London. That was in 1920. After that, the next one would have been the Council on Foreign Relations. Now, anyone who knows anything about the political machinations that's going on have always recognized and stated that the Council on Foreign Relations is the sister organization of the Royal Institute of International Affairs. It's just, you know, the American version of it. Excuse me. And then, of course, we have the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, excuse me, the Club of Rome, and, of course, one of the nastiest monsters they ever created was the United Nations. I think it's really funny how the United Nations Charter points out that they are a peacekeeping organization and that they're supposed to prevent war. Well, you know, I haven't seen them do it yet. If nothing else, I've seen them instigate a lot of wars. So when we look at every single one of those six front organizations, you'll find their core belief systems are exactly one and the same, and that those belief systems line up perfectly with the Illuminati's belief system itself. And if we look at the membership, how many people are in the Trilateral Commission, but at the same time they're members of the Council on Foreign Relations, or they could be also one of the representatives sent to the United Nations? The whole of these organizations are interlocked in a very tight-knit circle. And I guarantee you, just about anyone who belongs to them are involved in the Illuminati one way or the other.
All right, fine. Go right ahead. Well, you were telling us earlier about the infiltration of the military and how they set up their covens in the military bases. And so basically, I know that they actually have chaplains today in the military who are into Satanism and Lucifer worship, and they actually hold religious services on our military bases, fully recognized by the United States military. Go ahead.
Now, what's really interesting is when we look at the prophecies of the Holy Scriptures, we find out that this Antichrist figure that is going to arise out of nowhere, seemingly, on the political scenes of the world, we find out in Revelation 18:23b that all the nations of the world are going to be handed to the Antichrist through the occult. I mean, there's absolutely no doubt of it. This is where it's headed. We are not going to have any sort of Christian Judeo religion leading the world. No, it ends up as an occult society. That will be the religion of the day. And it's not surprising, because when we look certain places throughout the Bible, especially the Gospels, we were warned that Babylon would be coming back. And it was in ancient Babylon, which was established under Nimrod and his mother Semiramis, they started the very first religion on this earth known as witchcraft. And since history is coming right around in a huge circle, witchcraft was the first religion. Witchcraft is going to be the last one. This has been a spiritual battle, a tug of war, if you would, that's been going on for more than 6,000 years. And sometimes, Dr. Stan, I begin to wonder, has Christianity actually learned a thing? You know, the Bible tells us we are to go out and preach to the whole world the gospel of salvation, and by that, lead men to salvation. Well, if we were doing such a good job of it as we should have, the whole world would have been saved by now. We also know that according to the book of Revelation, chapter 3, the seventh and the last church age would be known and recognized as Laodicea. The Laodicean church age is identified as a lukewarm church age. In other words, the Christians that make up, for the most part, I'm not saying everyone, I'm saying the majority of Christians in this church age, which we're living in, would be lukewarm at best. They're fence walkers. They will not commit to the left side or the right side. And this is why Christ can't use them, because even Christ points out you cannot serve two masters, and he also states he cannot use a double-minded person, which is why Christians want to see these great miracles like they did way, you know, ago in the ancient days, and they want to see all these blessings and everything. Well, that's not going to happen unless we commit ourselves to Jesus Christ once and for all. You see, I'm one of those people. I don't want 10% of Christ. I don't want 20%. I want either all or nothing.
How is it that you left the movement?
Well, a funny thing had happened to me when I was stationed at Fort Lewis, Washington. Now, this would have been back in the summer of 76, I believe it was. I was walking down the road to the PX. I needed to get some supplies. You see, I was a licensed senior medical specialist at the time. I had gone through pre-med, you know, at the American Academy of Health Sciences at Fort Sam in Houston, Texas. And as I'm walking down the PX, I happened to have bumped into a colleague. It was no one I knew, you know, all that well, just someone I ran into every now and then. And he struck up a conversation, and well, about 5-10 minutes later, he had to leave. But before he did, he asked me what I thought was the silliest question on God's earth. He asked me if I would like to go to church with him on Sunday. Now, obviously, he didn't know I was an Illuminati, which or he would have, he wouldn't even cross the road. Let's just say I told him no. Now, for the next 3 years of my life, it seemed no matter where I went and no matter how far I went, there was some born-again Christian just waiting to witness to me. I mean, it really was something, Dr. Stan. And, yeah, it took 3 very long years. I was a very hard nut to crack at that point. I had been in it ever since
well,
I was three.
Hold that thought, Doc. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods sells hard-to-find clean meats for your family's table. Cured beef bacon, veal, turkey, and summer sausage, all pork-free. Also all available in collagen casings. That's right, collagen casings and pasture-raised, healthy, no hormones, no antibiotics beef at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. Ask about shipping.
Custom Cabinet Shop is a locally owned and operated family business since 1980. So if you want fair and reasonable prices, personalized service, and excellence in workmanship for your refacing, repair, installation, millwork, or remodeling projects for your home and business, Custom Cabinet Shop can do the job for you. Call now for your free quote and on-site consultation, 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. So Custom Cabinet Shop can attend to your every woodworking need. Cabinets to fit your taste, furniture to fill your space, and shelves to store more. Gun racks for what you pack. High-end, low-end, repair, reface, remodel, or replace. Mantles, ceilings, or trim. Whatever you need. Don't overpay for in-house calls, design consultations, or repairs. Call for your free quote and a single on-site visit to get your project rolling now. That's Custom Cabinet Shop, 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess this morning, Doc Marquis, Doc, how can people get in touch with your Christian ministry and get their material put out?
Well, it's very easy. If anyone wants to get a hold of me, they can call in at 402-228-9476. That's 402-228-9476. Or you can find me on Facebook. You can email me directly at docmarquis777@yahoo.com. You can also find all my materials, if you want to look at them, on Amazon Books. Or you can go to, and this is one word, ladies and gentlemen, there are no apostrophes, but you can go to a new website we've been building, and it's called It's a God Thing Productions, 777.com.
One more time, give that again, please.
Okay, the website is called It's a God Thing Productions, 777.com.
All right, if you have a question for Doc Mark here, our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Doc will be speaking at the Conspiracy Conference in Santa Clara on the 2nd and 3rd of June. There are going to be some great speakers. There are going to be some questionable speakers there, too. I mean, people as positions I would strongly disagree with, and some of the exhibits there I disagree with. However, I go because there needs to be a Christian voice. And
I Amen. That's
the only
right.
voice there. At this time, I think there'll be a fair number of Christians, and it looks like a pretty good lineup, one of the better, at least from a Christian point of view. A Christian, a number of Christians will be there and speaking. I'll never forget one time I was there, and the only other speaker was Jim Mars, who was a Christian. Everybody else was from the other side. So we're making some inroads, and we're reaching the people who otherwise would never hear the gospel mentioned. So if you have a question for Doc Marquis this morning, 877-254-7524. Anyway, you were telling that you were constantly besieged by Christians wanting to witness to you. Go right ahead.
Right. After that, one colleague of mine had asked me if I wanted to go to church with him on Sunday, and I refused. For the next 3 years of my life, it was a constant nightmare. Remember, I was Illuminati witch at the time, so for me, it was a screaming nightmare because everywhere I was going, some Christian was stopping to witness to me no matter where I was going. Now, to make a very long story short, at the end of those 3 years, I finally understood what I was doing in light of what the Christians had been saying all along. And so it was on April 15th, 1979, and I admitted, Dr. Sam, I walked in, I was a sold-out slave of Satan. But on that day, I left as a born-again child of the King. And for more than 33 years now, I have been speaking out against the Illuminati, their plans for the New World Order, the seven-part plan they're using to destroy everything through, and trying to awaken not just the secular world, but also the Christian world to the fact of what's going on, because the prophecies themselves in the Holy Scripture are screaming these things out, but no one seems to be listening. Sometimes it just makes me wonder, why aren't the Christians waking up to the reality of what is really going on out there? But,
well, there's a great spiritual blindness today, and the enemy has infiltrated our churches, our religious organizations, our religious ceremonies, seminaries, and changed the music and the message of the church. When you left of course, in your satanic background, did you come under pressure? I know some people who were raised in satanic families, and they came under tremendous pressure, and from the family, certainly under spiritual attack. Have you had any of that?
Oh my goodness, I've lost count. They've tried to shoot me, they've tried to stab me, they've tried to run me over, they've tried to poison me. The day I got saved, I was disowned immediately. I have right now, and I know I have, nieces and nephews that are in their 30s, and I have never seen them once. I'll never be allowed to. When it comes to them trying to send demons after me, well, they did that the first couple of years until they found out what happens when you send demons against a born-again Christian that really knows what he's doing. So that stopped. But you make this kind of mistake, and I do call it a mistake because, granted, I was raised in it. I was dedicated, I was initiated into it, but at some point, I made a cognitive choice that, hey, I like this, I'm doing this. So this became my mistake at that point. So when a person makes that kind of mistake, yeah, you're gonna have a number of prices to pay down the road because of it. And as I said, one of those prices is I've never seen any of my nephews or nieces. I've been completely disowned from my family. The Illuminati, they have sent their people after me to try to kill me on quite a number of occasions. But in that regard, they are, again, powerless. Because God, in his infinite foreknowledge, has foreseen the exact split second that I'm going to be called home. Now, whether that's through a natural death or through, you know, an unnatural one, like, you know, the Illuminati finally shot and killed me or stabbed me or whatever, or if we're raptured, in any case, God has foreseen it. Now, no matter how powerful the Illuminati or Lucifer may believe they are, they cannot alter by 1 second more or less what God has already foreseen. So I've got nothing to worry about. I am going to go home on the exact split second of time God has already foreseen. So quite honestly, I've got nothing to worry about.
Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, give us a call. My telephone number is 877-254-7524. But I think what Doc says is absolutely true. God does rule in the affairs of men. And he does lay out the path. If you give your life to him, why, he will guide you and protect you and provide. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome your calls here. The American
taste the difference at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods, providing natural meats and wild game like elk, buffalo, venison, veal, quail, and duck. Get your delicious homemade soups, stews, sauces, and tamales, pot pies, and desserts to go at Herb's Meats in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road. That's 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. 303-499-8166 or herbsmeats.com. Open 7 days a week.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning is Doc Marquis. My telephone number is 877-254-7524. And who do we have on the line?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, my name is Pat, P-A-T, Gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N. And I was wondering if Dr. Marquis felt that, I feel like we're in the end times, but what is his opinion on when everything will be settled and when Christ will, well, no one knows the exact date or time or hour, but we're told in the Bible the signs to look for, but I was wondering what his thoughts were on it. And how we should protect ourselves in time so we don't have to take the mark of the beast. Should we leave the cities and go to the country or just get away from the big cities?
Well,
prophetically speaking, we have to be the last generation. And that would be because on May 14th, 1948, Israel had become the prophesied and promised sovereign nation that it is now.
Right.
We were told once we saw that sign, the next generation would be the last one. Mm-hmm. Now, do we, as Christians, go through the tribulation period as it sounds like you're asking? No, we do not. Now, there's going to be a lot of naysayers about this. There's going to be a lot of people who say, well, it's mid-trib or post-trib. And there is absolutely no way that can be possible in light of the biblical pattern. Now, there is an actual pattern in the Bible that begins with the first book, which is Genesis, and goes all the way to the last book, where the last rapture is going to occur, in the book of Revelation. If you understand what a rapture is, you will see that others have occurred. Now, this next one, according to all the prophecies, once again, we're all going to be taken off the face of the earth. We're going to be meeting Christ in the air and taken to heaven. And then eventually, what's going to happen? The Antichrist will arise, and he's going to sign a seven-year peace treaty with Israel. Once that happens, 7 years from that date, the Battle of Armageddon will occur, and the second coming of Jesus Christ will happen at that point.
Okay.
Now, there will be people who will be saved during that period of time. As a matter of fact, it's going to be millions upon millions of people. Now, we are told that when the Antichrist betrays Israel, then wherever you are, you're not even supposed to stop to get anything, nothing out of your house. Flee towards the mountains.
I live in the mountains. Colorado. Not in the mountains, but we're in Colorado.
Well, I think that, the question arises. I mean, there are various interpretations of the scriptures. Some people believe in a pre-tribulation rapture. Some people believe in a mid-tribulation. Some people believe in a post-tribulation. I'm not bulldogmatic on which one it is. I'm sort of pan-tribulation. I believe it's all going to pan out. We do not know. We do know, however, that Christ is going to come. But make your preparations, but in the final analysis, you're going to have to really rely on the Lord. We do have another caller.
Can I make one statement? In Matthew, it says that we the days will be shortened because of the elected. There will be some people going through tribulation. Would that refer to the what he explained, where some people will be taken up and then others will have to go? Is that what Matthew's talking about? The ones
they're
that are
all
left
different
behind?
Interpretations of people a lot smarter than I am. I don't know, and maybe Doc is absolutely right that it's a pre-tribulation position. Make your preparations. Just make sure that you are totally dedicated, given to the Lord.
Right.
And then we're just going to have to wait and see how it pans out. That's why I say I'm pan-trib. We're just going to have to wait and see. The only thing we know for certain is the Lord is coming again.
Yes.
Amen.
Sure. Amen. Thank you.
Okay, we've got another caller on the line. Who's on the line?
This is Ruth from Denver.
Yes, go ahead.
I met some ladies in 1990 who said that they hated the Christmas and Easter, the Christian holidays, because that's when they had sacrifices. Yeshua told me that I became a kind of sacrifice when I was baptized as a baby, and my in-laws retired to a place in Mexico where they sacrificed children on the beach during Semana Santa. That's Holy Week. Semana Santa. That's Holy Week prior to Easter.
I'm sure that there are satanic covens all over this world, and many of them here in America. We are becoming an increasingly satanic society, and the average Christian doesn't know, because they do not allow this to be taught in the church. What are your thoughts on that, Doc Marquis?
Well, it really, the infiltration of, shall we say, the satanic mentality really started in the 70s and began flourishing in a very big way throughout the 90s and throughout the first decade of the 21st century, because the school books in which children from grades 1 through 12 are being taught are very heavily occult-oriented. And when we see other means that they're affecting our children with, let's look at the television. My goodness, how many occult television series have there been in just the last 10 years,
let
alone the movies? The movies alone, my goodness, let's just look at the Harry Potter series. And now we have the Twilight series. And we have the various movements, the vampire movements, the werewolf movements, the zombie movements. It's all headed towards the occult, and that's because Christians they're just not standing up against these things and calling them for what they are. People want to be accepted. They want to be politically correct. And so as a result of this wishy-washy, non-committal mentality, we've ended up in the situation that we're in.
I'm going to have to interrupt you there because, of course, we're out of time. But I appreciate so much you being with us. I guess this morning has been Dr. Marquis. God bless, and we'll look forward to seeing you at the Conspiracy Conference on the 2nd and 3rd June. Bye-bye. God bless.
Now, this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Regardless of one's age, there is a living heritage, adventures, experience, and memories to share. So be sure to show how much you care by remembering an elderly family member, friend, or neighbor, by a ride to church, a trip shopping, or better yet, take the time to visit. Learn about life from the most experienced people in the world and make a difference. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. Brush Housing Authority on the air, because they care.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here. I want to comment a little on the program on Monday when we interviewed a gentleman named Michael Hurt, and apparently a lot of our listeners were offended by what he said, and basically he was coming from a Catholic point of view, and I know many wonderful Catholics who love the Lord, but this gentleman insisted that no one was going to heaven and no one could cast out demons or do anything unless they were a traditional Catholic and had had some of the Catholic sacraments and whatever it is that it gives you special powers when you are a Catholic. And I think a lot of people were offended by this. And I try to make it very obvious that I disagreed with that position. I don't know what people are going to say when they come on the programs. And certainly this gentleman was insisting you had to be a Catholic. And you had to have the sacraments. And yet, of course, he recognized all the fallacies in the Catholic Church. And yet, of course, he was insisting we all had to become Catholics. Well, I don't believe in that. I believe that God works through various churches. I think that the hierarchy of the Catholic Church has been thoroughly infiltrated by the dark side. But they're working within the Protestant Church as well. We are involved in a spiritual battle. Certainly it's being played out in every aspect of society today. We see it on television all the time. And certainly it's in our schools where they've taken God and prayer out of our schools and our military, where we now have satanic covens. We have practitioners of the dark science as military chaplains being paid with your tax dollars. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in real trouble as a nation, and I believe God is going to bring terrible vengeance on America. When it's coming, I don't know. When is the Christ coming for his people, his disciples? It could be 30 years after America falls. It could be later this year. No one knows for certain. All we know is that we're involved in a spiritual battle. There are dark and sinister spiritual forces working in the world. There is a supernatural element. You can contact it, and don't you dare even try, because it's there. And, of course, they really do want to get their hands on your soul. You open yourself up, and the dark, sinister forces will come in. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. If you haven't heard my talks on the dark secret or the forbidden secret, they're available through Radio Liberty on DVD. I suggest you get them and that you get the syllabuses that go with them and read them. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com, where you can listen 24 hours a day, go through the archive programs, and listen on the telephone if you have unlimited minutes, and listen on your iPhone, and listen to the satellite, and listen to the shortwave. It's an expensive proposition. We could certainly use your help if you're in a position to help. And you can join the Radio Liberty family or make a contribution, or if you'd like to advertise with us, it is deductible. The rest of it's not deductible. very specifically so we can tell you the truth. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. My webpage is radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com. And listen to me. So pray for America. Pray for revival. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our protection. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure